Adriana Trigiani is the New York Times bestselling author of Very Valentine and her series, The Big Stone Gap. I was just thrilled to get not just a copy, but an uncorrected proof of her latest, which I read in the last 2 days, Brava Valentine. Adriana is back with us on Real Good Words. A very special Iron Range hello to you again, Adriana. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, I love my Iron Range.
I cannot...
Memories of the Iron Range.
I cannot tell you how many people talk to me about you and about hearing you on KEXE and how thrilled they are to hear you talk about your roots here and your mom grew up here.
Oh, my roots in Chisholm.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. My mother, Ida, and her twin sister, Irma Bonicelli, and their brother, Orlando, and their mother, Lucia, also known as Lucy, and their beautiful building on 5 West Lake Street. I have many, many happy memories there of the Progressive Shoe Shop and everything in Chisholm, Vita Panikvar, the library, Valentini's. Well, I could keep going.
Well, Valentini's is still there.
Valentini's is still there. And as I tour, I just met, now let me think of her name, because she was gorgeous. I know her married name, but she had the jewelry store in Chisholm. It'll come back to me as we're talking.
Okay.
But everybody will know the jewelry store. Right. I mean, there was one.
Of course.
They'll know them, yeah.
Well, I like to think of these Valentine books as having some, you know, some relation to your family's time here on the Iron Range because of mm-hmm. the shoe element of it.
Well, it is. It's just a direct tie to your area. And every time I sat down to write a scene or a sentence for one of these books, and there's this Brava Valentine's, the second in the series, of course, I thought of my grandfather, and then I would go right back to that shop. Because in my mind's eye, the shop in Chisholm is really the shop in the book. And I place everything mentally and physically that was in that shop in Chisholm. So, yes, you're 100% right. It really is a direct connection from the idea and the artistic impulse, and then Chisholm. You know, I did that a lot in the different books. Lucia, I named her Sartori, and there's a beautiful family up in Chisholm called the Sartoris, and when I travel, I meet Sartoris everywhere, which is really fun. And I'm thinking now that the married name of the lady from Chisholm is Wasserman, who owned the jewelry store and lived up the street from my grandmother. And she had many of the same memories of this wonderful community that built up around with your fantastic Norwegian and Swedish population up there. I mean, the people are beautiful. It's just a great mix. You got your Czechs and your Germans and your Italians. It's just, you know, it's fantastic. And it's a certain kind of a person. And I would say there's a great deal of strength of purpose, and there's always a deeply held faith and a commitment to the family life, and it's just great. Of course, I write about families, but of course, my family, I'm sure they look at me and go, she's crazy, and I look at them and go, I say, they're crazy. You know, that's the beauty of a robust, loving Italian family is, you know, we're kind of critical of each other and also close.
Well, that's what I love about your books and these new Valentine books, because, you know, as we start Brava Valentine, we are in Italy as Valentine's grandmother is getting married. And I have to tell you, I just love the scenes of this wedding and how it kind of spirals out of control and shows a real true family and the crazy things that happen at family events.
Exactly. And it's really important that I love to write scenes that and chapters and a story that you don't want to put down and you want to keep the pages turning. And in fact, the roots of this book, like the story in this book, was really inspired, as you know, by my grandfather Carlo Bonicelli. But my grandmother had told me a story when I was in Chisholm about her father, and they came over to America to work around 1918. To save up money to go back to Italy and buy a house in their town. And my great-grandfather left her in Hoboken working, which is where she met my grandfather, Carlo, and their surname was Spada. And he went all around the world to work. He went to Canada, and then he went to Argentina, and then he went to Australia. So the Argentina element of this book is really, it was kicked off or triggered by that memory of that story that my grandmother told me, and that's how I got, you know, I wove that in. It was inspired by him.
Well, for those who haven't read about Valentine before, can you tell us about her and I guess her special relationship with her grandmother? That's what I'm drawn to.
Well, that's the real love story of the book, isn't it? It's like this longing for the master, really, in every way. The grandmother is Teodora Angelini, and when Very Valentine begins, she's 79, so she's 80 when Brava Valentine opens, and it's her wedding in Italy to the tanner that supplied their shoe shop with leather for many, many years. She's been a widow for 10 years, and it's this just delicious moment where she gets a second chance at love. And with it comes, of course, the memory, the love, and some of the regret she has of her marriage to Valentine's grandfather, which is really important and sort of a through line in the book. And then Valentine was her apprentice and is now a master shoemaker. She's close to 7 years making shoes, so she's mastered it. And she, in this book, has to figure out how to move forward with the business. And we find out shortly after the wedding that the grandmother has decided to leave the business to Valentine and to her brother, Alfred, who is her nemesis. Alfred is the older brother who did everything right. He was valedictorian of his business class at Cornell. He went on to work in a bank for 20 years. I mean, he's just the perfect son. He's got money. He's got connections. And he doesn't really understand the shoe business. But you find out at the beginning why he is going to go into the shoe business, and all of that, of course, feeds into the big national crisis that we're in right now.
I love how you mix that, this contemporary society, what's happening right now, but how important the past of these peoples are and how much it plays into what's going on in their lives right now.
Well, it's so interesting because that's what fascinates me. I mean, I will probably be writing these themes for the rest of my life. And I hope that I live long enough to write all these stories because I really enjoy writing, taking bits of the past and then moving them forward. It's a kind of a unique way to do it. I'm sure most writers are inspired by things that they've seen, but I kind of have a commitment to writing about the people that came before me. Mm-hmm. I can't really put it any other way. And I'm very interested in how they lived and what they believed in and how they made it. I'm always astonished at the struggle that they went through. You know, it's just really something else.
So I know when we talked for Very Valentine, you got to travel and do some research into shoemaking, got to go to Italy. Did you get to go to Argentina for this one?
Well, I have not been, but I talked to the shoemakers of Argentina in New York. And I'm going in the spring.
Oh, great.
So I'll take more of that through. Yeah, I had really wonderful people that had been there and given me a lot of insight into the world there. And I went to a couple of shoe factories and, you know, did the whole thing. It's really great.
So, Adriana, I know authors right now are really realizing how important the people who read their books are. And I find it time and time again when you go to their
Isn't that great?
Websites. But you are the person I've seen the most who I just get this feeling you care about every person that reads your book. And it's really...
Well, let me tell you, I am an Avon lady and I'm a Fuller Brush man. And every reader from the beginning of my career, which, you know, is we're now what, like on our 12th book or whatever, every single person to me matters. And I say that because we're sharing a really incredible experience. I'm writing a story that hopefully that my reader relates to. And, you know, you're either built like this or you're not, but I'm from a big family and I just feel very, and a family on both sides that had their own businesses. And I really believe that you build relationships. and that the relationship is a give-and-take relationship, and that readers, by nature, are seekers of all kinds of knowledge, and they're also very interested in art, and they're interested in the creation of art. Well, that's my job, to serve them. I mean, I really take that seriously. Now, there was a time, if we go back 30 years or so, when authors just published a book, put it on the shelf, and they didn't have to meet anyone or reach out to their fans. I think if I had been publishing 30 years ago, I would have still done what I'm doing now, probably in a different way, but I would have done it, because that is the treat of writing. It's not what pleases me so much. It's what pleases my reader. So that's a kind of a sacrosanct, for sure, relationship between me and my reader. But I'm going to say to you that that comes from, very much from my grandparents, and certainly from my parents, but very much from my grandparents, because they came up in a time where my grandmother was a seamstress in Chisholm, and she ran that shoe shop after my grandfather died at the age of 39. And people came in from the Chisholm community in Buell and the different towns to support her. And she, in turn, supported their businesses as best she could. You know, my mother tells many stories about the woman that owned the fabric shop and how my grandmother couldn't afford the fabric. And the lady who owned the fabric shop would say, no, you take it now, and don't worry, and we'll... And there was a system of where they all helped each other. And my books are built upon that same belief system. You know, I've got the same thing going, where I really believe that my reader makes it possible for me to be an artist, and that's just the truth.
I bet your mom is a good salesperson of your books as well.
Well, my mother is, you know, so proud, because she's a librarian. And, you know, she raised 7 kids, so my mother's, like, kind of her track in life is all 7 children and what they're doing and the grandchildren and the whole thing. She is very thrilled, and she's looking forward to the time that I write about Chisholm, which will be sooner than later, because I want to write about that. I find the Iron Rage enchanted, and I'm going to do some novels based there at some point.
Well, you have lots of friends here. You can please call us before you come, and we'll...
Oh, well, you and I, you know, we're going to be looking at the lakes together. We'll be doing something fun. We'll be going for donuts, because you have the best donuts in the world up there.
That's right, and maybe swimming in the mine pits.
The mine pit swimming, yes. You know, I happen to think that the minerals in that water are very therapeutic. What do you think?
Absolutely.
I mean, come on. That should be the next thing. You should put a spa in up there.
There you go. That would be great. That could revitalize things, I think. Could be the spa destination.
Mm-hmm.
That's Adriana Trigiani. We're talking about her latest novel. It's just coming out in the next week or so. Brava Valentine is the name of it. She has lots of information on her website. Check that out. Along with... Adriana, I got to see the speech you gave. You won an award, speaking of librarians.
Oh, yes, at the American Library Association, which is, now I can retire. That was the pinnacle of my career, for the librarians to give me an award. I love them. And, you know, librarians are the keepers of the flame, and whatever I can do for the libraries, you know, and even the library in Chisholm, oh, my gosh, the most beautiful library. And we spent a lot of time there when I came in the summertime, so...
You've done great things for what was the stereotype of a librarian in your Big Stone Gap
mm-hmm.
books. You made a sexy librarian.
I'm thrilled. They deserve it. And if you've ever been to a librarian convention, it's not such a stretch. Believe me, they have a lot of fun. They know how to party.
Say, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about also, last time the Big Stone Gap, how's the movie going? What's happening on
the
that
The movie's
front?
Going great. We're awaiting our green light. What's holding it up is that they have offered me several times to film it in Canada, and I'm holding out to film it in my hometown.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to make this movie once, and I'm sure everyone listening can understand it has to be made in my hometown.
Right.
Otherwise, it's, you know, so I'm fighting for that. And it's coming. And Very Valentine will be on Lifetime in the next year.
Oh, really? Oh, that's
great.
Keep you
posted on that. Yeah, I wrote the script for Lifetime Television, so you don't even have to get out of your pajamas. You can just watch it from home.
That sounds good. My mom and I had a little disagreement about that because she had read that on your website, and mm-hmm. I said, I think we got mixed up on the book, so now I know. Good.
Right, well, now Big Stone Gap is for the theaters, and Barry Valentine is for TV. Okay. Which I think is a perfect match. You got to have one that you can get dressed up and go out to, and the other one you can stay home with your feet up.
Your book tour is coming?
My book tour is coming. I'll be on the Today Show with Hoda and Kathy Lee on February 9th. And then I kick off a tour that goes Rhode Island. I'm not coming to Minnesota this time, but I promise I'm going to get up there on the next one.
Okay.
I go Florida. I did California. Virginia, Tennessee, Ohio, you know.
Yeah.
It'll be something. And I just wish you all were close enough to come to the world's biggest book club on February 13th. But if any Minnesotans are in the New York, New Jersey area, February 13th, just go to my website and write to us because we are going to have a ball at the world's biggest book club. It's going to be great.
Sounds great. The newest book is called Brava Valentine. It is the sequel to Very Valentine, and there's at least one more in the series?
At least one more in the series, and that'll be out a year from now. And before that, of course, I'm coming up for us to have some fun in Minnesota.
Sounds good. And I can't wait, so there's going to be something with Chisholm coming.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Great.
Oh, cookie. Yeah. That's another one of my passions. I really want to write about or a story that takes place in your neck of the woods, and I can't wait.
Well, Adriana, thanks so much for taking time to talk again today. Hello from my mother. I would be in trouble if I didn't
love
say that.
Love to your mom. Give her a big hug from me, and we'll see you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Adriana.
All right, darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.